Welcome back to Underdog Stuff. We are now at the Underdog Spotlight time of the show, and we have a special guest with us, Akram Ibrahim. She's a host, journalist, and producer. Her bylines include National Geographic and Newsweek, and she's passionate about bringing the human experience and love into politics, and don't we need more of that in politics, for sure. But before we get into the conversation with Akram, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No, good to have you here. We just talked about straight A's, and I saw that you left a comment on the Facebook Live. For those who want to actually see Akram, you can see her live right now. Go to Facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith or Facebook.com/Underdog Stuff. You just left a comment about straight A's.
Yeah, I really liked what you said about we shouldn't care about getting straight A's because at the end of the day, they don't matter as much as they used to frame it to us. Like growing up, I thought if I didn't get straight A's, I'll be a loser, blah, blah. But then I already have 2 master's degrees, and during my journey, I realized that we learn from school through other avenues than like the library and books and courses. Courses are definitely very important, but friends, people we meet, their stories, finding our creative outlet, designing our future, working out, having some fun, learning to have a balanced life in spite of like the crushing schedule of school is way more important than just focusing on the straight A.
I'm so glad to hear that because full disclosure, I did not get anywhere near straight A's at any point in school. And look, life turned out okay.
I guess neither I. And I never got like straight A's, no. And I don't wish that to happen. That'll make me a nerd.
Yes. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And speaking of some online comments, we have Danny who says, "Thank you. I'm watching with my son take on the world of acting with so much guts at 13 while he's maintaining his 65 average in school." Shout out to Danny, and we appreciate your son taking on the world. She says also she loves the show, and Happy New Year, and we say Happy New Year to her, too.
Happy New Year.
All right, Akram.
Hey, tell me.
We wanted you here because you have a unique perspective on what's going on in the world, and also you're going to help us talk about the path to awakening, too.
Uh-huh.
With that, though, we're talking underdog stuff. And I always like to ask each guest when they come on, when I say the word underdog to you, what comes to mind?
I believe everyone is an underdog in some way, in some shape, at some point in their journey. Everyone heard the words, you're not good enough, or you're not beautiful enough, or you are not smart enough, or you didn't get the straight A's, or you didn't win, or you didn't go to the right school, or maybe you were born in the wrong country or under the wrong religion. Just so many not enough and so many as if we're not worthy unless we get more things, you know? And so that's like, I believe like every one of us in a certain point or at some time. And then we start to do the work and we work hard and we say, no, I'm good enough and I'm even more than good enough and you have to stop talking. And this is when the game changes and flips and you become the top dog.
I love it. Top dog. And you're a top dog.
I'm an underdog.
Yes, you are. And you're on your way to becoming a top dog. Now, with that, we've known each other for a couple years, followed you on social media. And I feel like this year I saw you on social media. And then I felt like that I didn't see you at all. And then all of a sudden, I see you every day now. Where did you go before you started being on there every day?
Okay. I did a couple of things. I was doing my master's degree in public administration. And during that time, I wanted to really give it my all. Like focus, meet new people, have new friends, study hard, know what I want to do in my life.
Get straight A's?
No, don't ask me. That would be embarrassing on air, you know? And just like be fully immersed in the experience. So that was part of the year. And then the second part of the year was I graduated in June, was just self-searching of, okay, what is next? What do I want to bring to the world? And reflecting on what you said earlier, time out. So that was like really brilliant because I did not feel that I am ready to jump into something right away. I did not feel that that is the right thing. Yes, I kept pursuing some opportunities, but in my heart, I knew that this was not it for me. Mm-hmm. And really respecting and honoring that and saying, oh, I need time out. And I remember I also posted on Facebook at the time and I said, silence is a birthright. And I wrote, it is my right to take some time to be silent, and I'm not responding to phone calls, and I'm not being social. I'm just spending time by myself to like dig deep and process what happened over the year in school. And I guess that served me hell a lot. Yes.
Well, welcome back. And just for underdogs out there, you mentioned that you felt like it was okay finally to have some silence, take some time. How did you know it was time for a change?
That's a good question. I guess when things don't work out, when they keep not working out, like there is no progress. Like I applied maybe for over 40 jobs. I don't know how many emails I wrote and how many LinkedIn private messages I have written. And just how many events I went to, like how much time I spent looking and searching for what's next, but nothing is coming through. I believe, like, I have this belief that the universe works with you, not against you. So if all doors all of a sudden are closing over 6 months, and it's not like a new job I'm pursuing, maybe that happens when you're pursuing something new, so the world has to, you know, get to know you more. But I was just pursuing the same thing, like journalist producer, something I've done for over like 11 years. So this told me there is something wrong. Like there is something wrong here. That is one. That's like on the outer world. In the inner world, I felt I was grieving the 1 year of school. I was processing 1 year. Like it was a huge experience for me, because it was like Harvard Kennedy School. It was 220 people from all over the world. So the experience was so intense. It wasn't just studying.
I just want to pause for a second. Underdogs, we even get to show up at places like Harvard. Shout out to the Harvard Kennedy.
We do.
Yes, indeed. We get to be there too. We may not get straight A's, but we're going to show up there and show out.
Yeah, we show up wherever we set the intention to do and do the work to get there. I believe in that. So I was processing that. So emotionally, I wasn't like in my best space. So neither emotionally nor outside world. So I had to like surrender and accept that this is my time out.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And underdogs out there, if you're feeling like you're on repeat, and things keep happening over and over and over again, it might be a sign that it's time for a change. And I love that you had this perspective that the 40 jobs not working out wasn't that there was something wrong. It was almost like, oh, this is giving me space and time to go do something else.
Don't get me wrong. I also said there is something wrong with me. And then I learned also to shut those voices. So I did both.
Fair enough. And that's true. They both do happen. And you didn't let it stop you. Now, we talked about that you were on social media, then you took your break, and then you came back, and now literally I see you on every day, and I enjoy seeing you on every day. Why are you on social media literally every day and on Facebook Live?
Okay, so I started a series on Facebook called The Path to Awakening, and it's a 30-day challenge for me to show up and share my lessons or the wisdom that I have learned along the years. I believe I'm a person who's an underdog, who went through a lot of trauma and troubles, and life wasn't just easy. I also immigrated to the U.S. 6 years ago. So imagine I'm an immigrant, I'm Egyptian, I'm Muslim. So everything was just closing doors, or like not as easy.
Literally so, closing doors.
Yeah.
And borders and travel bans.
Yeah, imagine. So my journey was not easy, and I heard a lot of people telling me, so how did you immigrate? How did you break from culture norms? How did you get into Harvard? Or how are you a journalist?
I want to know how you got into Harvard too.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. How did you how are you so mindful and grounded? Because I meditate every day and I have this spiritual side of mine. So answering those questions, and so I created this series to answer those questions and to challenge myself, because it is on my heart to like host my show and share my those stories and interview people and speak. It has been on my heart for like I'd say 6 years or longer. Like I immigrated to make that dream happen, you know. But I never did, and I never even did it in a casual way, like online. So I wanted to challenge myself just to do it and show up and not wait until it is complete and perfect, because that does not exist. And this is my message to all your listeners.
Yeah, if you're waiting for that right moment, it's right now.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Bo Ekrem and Terry Lynn, both aspiring talk radio or TV and host. And I'm just happy to be surrounded by both of you right now because you're doing it.
Oh, thank you.
You're just early in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you've been doing, what day are you on now of the Path to Awakening?
Today will be my 25th day. So we're almost over.
Oh my God, 25 times. What's something you've learned about yourself during those 25 days so far? During this Path to Awakening, sharing yourself with the world?
That's a good question. I guess I learned that showing up is very important. So some days I woke up, okay, I didn't feel like super ready, full on to do the life, right? Like every one of us. And the question was, should I do the live or not? And the answer was, yeah, absolutely, you promised.
Yes.
But then what I learned is that you just like need to do some rituals or some things to take you there. So I shower, go to the gym, do yoga, like sometimes just dance in the apartment just to shift my energy and do it. So I believe showing up, and this is something sometimes we don't do, is the biggest lesson, and learning that could be sometimes enough.
And even on the days where you maybe didn't feel like doing it, how did the show end up or the live end up working out on some of those days where you didn't feel like doing it, but you did it anyway?
Absolutely perfect. Like it was really good because when I didn't feel like showing up, I did not just open the camera and spoke. When I didn't feel like showing up, I did what I know helps me get grounded and get in the zone and in the creative zone. So it is not just a matter of opening a camera or getting your pen and writing or getting on a call or just doing the action. It is about asking yourself, what can take me there? You know, is it talking to a friend? Sometimes I just call a friend and process with her, or go to the gym again, as I say, or meditate or dance. Do whatever it takes to take you there, but just don't quit.
Yeah, persistence, consistency, showing up. That is definitely one of the keys. I remember the phrase sometimes, commitment over feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of times when we may not feel like doing something. I think parenting is one of the great examples, right? I'm sure there's days when our parents didn't feel like doing a lot of things, but they were committed to being a parent and raising us. So I really appreciate that perspective. With that, 30 days, Path to Awakening, the New Year's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of folks who are going to be writing New Year's resolutions. They're going to be New Year, New Me. What would you share with the underdogs listening right now who are in the space of getting ready for the new year, but then they just heard this awesome thing about a path to awakening, which might be even deeper and more meaningful than just a list of resolutions? What would you say to folks about how they can get on their path to awakening?
So the path to awakening, what does that mean? It means the path to knowing that you are powerful enough to make the impossible possible. And those are not just words, it is work. Those are strategies, methodologies, learning the law of nature, applying them. So it is work. It's also studying the folks who are your heroes, the leaders out there. I read a lot of biographies to learn what they do, what they don't do, what are their habits, how do they spend their days. And this is the path to awakening. It just helps you get on that, you know? So for someone who's looking to start their path, I would say, number one, just tune into your heart. What is there? Like, what is really, really, really on your heart? What do you want to get done this year? What do you want to get done at least this month, today? Like, take it step by step. It doesn't have to be crazy. Is it just working out and feeling like sexy and strong? That's good enough of a goal. Just go do it. And don't make the goal of like losing X number of pounds. Make it about how you feel. Tune into your heart. Why are you looking to lose or drop those amount of pounds? Do you want to start to be more creative in your work and just like get bored of like this dull job every day, showing up to the same office, doing the same thing, meeting the same people? Start by this creative path and promise yourself and commit to something. Just write, I don't know, draw, dance, act, do it every day until it either grows into your parallel path and your full-time job or not, but at least you will allow yourself the joy of enjoying this creativity and being in the flow and being you and moving from the robot lifestyle, because this kills us all. Yeah. If you feel one big tools of the path to awakening is to stop the distractions. Don't do something because you have to or because you are so shy to say no. Just follow your heart with kindness and grace. You will not lose people when you're kind, graceful, when you explain why, when you say, this is happening to me and that's why I need time out or I need to focus on myself. People love you. The people around you love you. And if they don't, I don't think you want them around you anyways. Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Tell them, Ekram. Also, just to your point about working out to feel sexy and stuff like that, folks who listened earlier, I'm going to work out so that my Auntie Kay doesn't rub my belly next time she sees me after the holidays. Also, you mentioned something about putting in the work. I just want you to confirm for me, I think this is true. Underdogs, I want you to know, we don't do quick fixes over here. So, the work, is it going to only take 30 days?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, I just want them to know that it's not, you don't do the 30 days after awakening and you're like, cool, by January 27th, I'm going to be all good.
No, wait. The path to awakening has been my journey that started 8 years ago. So it is the work of 8 years. Actually, in a few months, it's going to be 9 years. I started 2010. So it is never 30 days. It is your life. It's how you choose to show up every day. It's your habits. It's the people you talk to. It's your intentions. It's your heart, your values, what you bring to the world. It's never 30 days.
Thank you for giving some perspective to folks. I don't want them to think that they can just snap their fingers in 30 days. It's going to be all good. It's going to get better, but it's a journey.
It's a starting point.
Yes. Now, with that, has the 30 days been all work and no play?
Never.
Cool. It's got to have some play, right?
Obviously, like every day I have to play sometimes.
Yes. And speaking of play, guess what? We're going to do a little play too.
All right.
We're going to play 2019 Unpredictable Predictions because a new year's starting. And while we're on our path to awakening and getting things right, it's also good to just talk about what's going to be happening in the world. Are you two ready to play a quick game of Unpredictable 2019 Predictions?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. And for everybody out there, we don't really know what's going to happen, but it's fun to talk about it anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. Five predictions for 2019. Number one.
So wait, what do we get if I predicted right?
If you were listening earlier, the gifts that I'm giving out all year are hugs.
Oh my God. So I have to like come here again and see you and you give me a hug?
Yes. It's like... It's better than over, you know, spending money we don't
You're
have.
You're right. That is love.
Yes.
So I agree. That is aligned with my path to awakening.
Awesome. If you get the questions right, you get to come back and we're giving out hugs. Underdog, be hugging in 2019. That's the prediction that for sure is going to happen. All right. Number one, politics. For real, for sure or unlikely, Donald Trump will resign as president of the United States. Terry Lynn.
Very unlikely.
Fair enough. Ekram.
Very unlikely. Can I say why?
Yes.
Because this man blames everyone else for everything that is happening, right? The Democrats for the kids that have died the past few days. Even the wildfires in California a few months ago, he was like, yeah, maybe they're not just taking care of the parks. So he's used to blame other people for everything that is happening. So why would he resign?
That's true. I think he's going to ride it till the wheels fall off. And I just don't think that this year is going to be the year. I think if something really would have come up about a high crime or misdemeanor, we would have heard about it by now. And I think he's going to stay in until 2020. And guess what? If he ran for election right now, 40% of Americans said they would vote for him if he ran for re-election right now.
Wow.
So we'll see. All right. Speaking of politics and who could be next as president, for sure, unlikely. Michelle Obama is going to announce in 2019 that she's running for president. She's becoming the next POTUS. Terry Lynn?
I'm going to say unlikely because she stated, I think, on one of her book tours that she doesn't want to run for president. And she said also that she's happy that she's married to someone who's passionate about politics, but that's not where she wants to go.
Okay. All right. You, all right.
I'm going to say unlikely.
All right. Ekram?
Unlikely, so I want my hug.
I think a hug definitely coming from Michelle. She's not running. And we did an IG poll. And shout out to all the folks who participated on the IG poll. And I believe 89% of people said that it is unlikely. There's still 11% of people out there who are just holding out hope. I hate to break it to you. She's not running. All right. Number three, Travis Scott is going to perform at the Super Bowl. And you're like, who, Travis Scott? Young and Flame here in sicko mode. That's Travis Scott, because I had to look up Travis Scott. Is he running? I mean, running. Is he going to perform at the Super Bowl? And is he running for president?
He's going to be performing, very likely, because he is now into the Kardashian family, so they would do anything for money. So I see
and
that.
Attention.
And attention.
All right, see, I did not even, I didn't know that he was part of the Kardashian crew.
Yes.
Ekram.
Okay, so this full disclosure, like, I don't, this is for me old Chinese, but I'm going to say yes, only because I like his songs.
Fair enough. And we shall see. It turns out that there's been several folks who've said no to performing at the Super Bowl. Cardi B, Andre 3000, Usher, Mary J. Blige, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Jay-Z. So we'll see. Maybe he will actually do it. All right, two more before we get out of here. In 2019, Tari Lynn, you will get engaged. For sure, unlikely.
Very unlikely. But I'm going to take a lesson from our guest and say love. I'm going to pray for love in 2019, but I don't see it happening.
Okay, so for sure love, yes. Unlikely engaged.
Correct.
Ekram? Drum roll, please. I got to get a drum roll sound.
I guess unlikely.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. I'm going to say, I haven't answered any of these yet, have I? Maybe I'll do that.
This is the one you want to answer.
I want my hug. I'm going to say unlikely, but only unlikely because in terms of things that I'm declaring for the year, getting engaged hasn't made the list. I would like love and a relationship, but I don't. This isn't the year that I put down that I'm going to get engaged. It's just not what's going to happen this year. But 2020 is actually when I want to get engaged. That's when it's going
to
happen.
But I also like to believe that you never know.
And we said that earlier, too. Underdogs, we don't know what's going to happen. And anybody tells you that does, they don't. We're just honest enough to tell you we actually don't know. All right, last but not least, 2019 is going to be your best year yet. Tari Lynn, tell them.
I would say unlikely because because I don't want to put a cap on my growth. So I'm going to say it's going to be a better year than 2018, but not my best year.
But that's why I changed the word to best year yet.
Yet? Okay.
Yet.
I'm going to still go with unlikely.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, I would say absolutely.
Ekram gets a hug.
I have never been happier, more in flow, more creative, more ready in my life. So absolutely.
Very cool. With that, as always, I'm going to leave you with my favorite quote. And if you listened to the show before, you know what that favorite quote is. Underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace. One.